Kinesiology tape is not a treatment by itself. What's up, everybody? My name is John Campioni, and this is the Rock Tape Podcast. Recently, I was talking to a personal trainer friend of mine who was working with somebody with knee pain. He asked me if there was anything specific that they can do, and the best recommendation I gave him was to go see someone to be fully evaluated. When he came back and told me that the patient was evaluated, it came out that she had some meniscal issues going on in her knee, and that was creating some problems while they train. And I was told by this trainer that the doctor recommended she try kinesiology tape, and I was a bit confused by that suggestion. Now, there was probably some context missing from the trainer to what he told me, but I get a little wary when people start to recommend tools to individuals, especially when it comes to the complexity of something like a pain syndrome or even a tear in meniscal tissue in the knee. We have to understand that tape by itself is not a treatment. Kinesiology tape is a very powerful tool, and it really has three major effects. It mitigates pain. So pain gate theory in general, essentially, if we stimulate mechanoreceptors, we can overcome that nociceptive signal into the brain. It also decompresses the tissue. The decompression comes from the elastic quality of the tissue, of the tape rather, and the tissue gets this lifting effect where all the different layers from the skin down to the cellular level, which we know is connected via connective tissue, is opened up and allows for better sliding, better blood flow, better lymphatic flow. The last effect of tape is to provide a neurosensory input into the brain. This tactile input is so important because it's novel stimuli that helps clear up brain mapping and allows the brain to see that part of the body better to allow for better output. Rock Tape Kinesiology Tape has amazing benefits for compromised patients, clients, and performance athletes, but I'll gladly go on record to emphasize tape should not be the entirety of your treatment. It's a tool, a powerful tool that should be part of your treatment plan and performance training. So please understand right here, I don't want to disparage anybody when I say this, but when I hear a miss or uninformed practitioner recommend a patient quote-unquote use tape, I'm going to usually revert back to my five-year-old self and ask, why? For what purpose? To provide what benefit with the tape? In addition to what other modalities and tools are you going to use that tape? With what end goal in mind are you providing this modality with other modalities for that individual? So many times, and again, I don't want to disparage anybody specifically, I hear orthopedists and docs that aren't necessarily within manual therapy see benefits with things like kinesiology tape, but they don't really understand how it works. So because they see that it does provide some kind of benefit, they recommend it for non-surgical cases without thinking much about the why. I don't really like this. I think as providers, and yes, I said we, because I'm included in this, we're all included on this, in this team, we should choose better language to talk to our patients. Let's stop recommending tools or treatments. Let's start recommending providers and practitioners. Don't say somebody who has a particular pain case or symptoms, hey, you should try tape or you should try dry needling. Let's say you should go to this practitioner because they use a whole variety of different tools, but they evaluate you appropriately to see what's good for you. Let's start recommending the people that we trust instead of just some of the fun toys that we play with. Hey, what's up everybody? It's John. As some of you know, I love backpacks. I watch bag review videos and scour the web just to look at cool backpacks. But I think I've found the one bag to rule them all. Let me tell you about my Knack Bag. The Knack Bag is a fully expandable carry-all travel backpack and daily carry bag to fit your every need. This bag is awesome. I travel a lot, and I do not like checking a bag, and not too long ago, I lost the desire to stow my bag in the overhead bin. All I want is for my stuff to be under my seat and easily accessible. The Knack Bag can hold 2 days' worth of clothing, my toiletries, my customized minimalist rock tape kit, and my portable ultrasound unit for course demos. Not to mention, it holds all the cords and tech I need for my presentation and for on the plane. But here's the kicker for me. I absolutely need a projector when I teach courses. And yep, my full-size projector fits in the expandable luggage compartment so that I have literally everything I need in one bag. And yes, all of that fits under the seat in front of me. And what's even more amazing is that when I've reached my destination, I can zip down the expandable compartment and I have a regular size backpack to take with me to my course or visiting around town. You may have seen me post a lot of pics of my travels with my knack bag. I use this bag every day for work, the gym, travel, for everything. I can't remember what I did before I had my knack bag, and I know you will love this bag too. Trust me, I use it every single day. And because I love this bag, Knack is helping us out on the Rock Tape podcast. Whenever you buy a bag, just use our affiliate code ROCKCAST. That's ROCKCAST, ROCKCAST. It won't cost you anything extra, and shipping on all bags is free. Trust me when I tell you, you are going to love the Knack bag. And if you're going to pick one up, help us out by using that affiliate code ROCKCAST.